Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Okay.
Tearing our party apart. We're going to watch Donald Trump spend the next 4 years tearing our country apart.
Look.
Democrats go after each other in a very big way in a debate in South Carolina. Getting ready for Super Tuesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how is it in your neck of the woods? This is part of the conversation along with the coronavirus, a snowstorm smashing into the Midwest and heading to the east, and a couple of other things, including still some of the conversation over the Kobe Bryant Memorial in Los Angeles. All right, first let's talk about the Democrats and the debate. It was really messy. CBS didn't do a great job, moderating, because nobody would shut up. They just kept interrupting each other. There was hand-raising going on, but the protocol wasn't there with it. The moderators, Gail King and Nora O'Donnell, really struggled to keep the gang of seven in line, and they were kind of all going after Bernie Sanders at one point, but especially because he's got the lead in the polls, so I guess that's what happens. You go after the guy, it's like piranhas, you go after the person, it could be a woman, but the guy, in this case, who has the most momentum poll-wise. At one point, they were waving hands, yelling over each other. It was nutty and hard to understand and actually kind of funny. It was kind of funny. Because if you are the Democratic chair, you're running this whole thing, I would tell them, listen, come on. I mean, at some point, they got to cool their jets, wait their turn, and then just go. But it's fighting for air. It's fighting to be heard. And that's what it's become. It's like a brawl. It's an all-out brawl. And this is something the Republicans don't have to deal with because they just have rallies, and the president who flies to various places, including Charleston, is his stop coming up. So the South Carolina debate was, again, the loop that was being played over and over and over and over and over and over and over of interruptus. Yes, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you again. Elizabeth Warren took the head off of Michael Bloomberg at one point, talking about the fact that at 21 she had to leave her job because she was pregnant, but at least she wasn't working for Bloomberg, who told the woman at one point, kill it, rather than stay working. He says that's exaggerated and that story's not true. So they kind of did a little dance and went around that topic. What happened to Joe Biden? I mean, to me, heading into the last 6 months, he was the tail end of last year and the beginning of 2020. He was the dude. He was the guy, Uncle Joe. But Uncle Joe has just tripped all the way down the list for sure. I mean, he's still, you know, in some of the polls, he's not at the bottom of the polls, so he's in the top half of the polls, but he just gets weaker and weaker to me. And in watching this debate, just give you my two cents, which is what I'm supposed to do, it really was about that chaos and focusing on that. And looking at Joe Biden, he is in play in South Carolina, I suppose, on Super Tuesday on March 3rd, but and he had a few moments where he seemed pretty strong, and he certainly talked to the Charleston crowd somewhat, but he's not popping out with anything different, and there isn't anything that makes him stand apart, I guess, is the thing. Michael Bloomberg has all the money you can possibly imagine, but does he have any kind of momentum to get to the top of the pyramid? I don't know. I mean, his ads are going to be everywhere. And he says this constantly. I have the experience. I have the resources. I have the record. You know, he spent $100 million to help elect House Democrats in 2018. But I still don't think he gets the nomination. I don't think so. And part of the problem is what do, I don't know, what do people attach themselves to with Bloomberg? And Warren really pressed on that. Talked about the fact that, you know, yes, Bloomberg said he released three women from non-disclosure agreements. His company wouldn't use them going forward. But Warren kept pressing and saying, well, you didn't release all of them. You didn't release all of them. And then the moderators, I think that was the biggest, as I mentioned, was the biggest problem. It was a free-for-all. It was a frenzy. It was like piranhas swimming around in a very tight tank. So nobody was enforcing rules. They were talking over each other. And that just made it really tough to play the game. Let's put it that way. All right, speaking of playing the game, it's not a game. In fact, it's really scary to see what's going on with the coronavirus. Every day we keep hearing about different totals. And do you believe what the total is out of China? That's the key thing. So far, what we have heard and seen anyway, as China announced a decline in new confirmed cases on Wednesday, numbers are soaring in South Korea over 1,000. And they're talking about trying to test 200,000 people. And there's cases being discovered in Europe, in the Middle East, Italy. It's terrible. They've shut down a bunch of towns in Italy, closed schools, all of that. Stocks down Tuesday in Japan and Hong Kong, all the financial areas, centers, I guess, if you will, of Asia, down, down, down. So the Chinese government did say the numbers decline. There are 406 additional cases that were reported on Wednesday, along with 52 deaths. South Korea, like I mentioned, they're seeing the numbers rise, but there are certainly big fears over the coronavirus. And the fact is that you have economic challenges as a result of it, and people are feeling those economic challenges all over the place. In the United States, which is what you care about, right? In the United States, the spread of the coronavirus is inevitable, is what the CDC is saying. The coronavirus is moving closer to becoming a pandemic, we've heard. Oh, we were never going to use that word, pandemic. So the problems are that it's a worrisome phase because the whole testing thing and the fact that it's a large family of viruses. The effects range from causing the common cold to triggering something more serious, acute respiratory syndrome or SARS. And when you've got all these cases being reported and you have to shut down flights and you don't want them to spread, well, you're hoping they don't spread. But it is highly contagious. So that's why so many of the flights have been shut out in Delta and American, etc. Wherever they fly, like South Korea, no, they're not doing the South Korea thing because it's just too bloody risky. And now people are talking about face masks, and face masks are popping up all over the place, even here. In the United States, is it time to think about sporting a face mask? I think you're going to see more of it when you have, like I said, the CDC saying it's inevitable that this could become a pandemic. Yikes. All right, when we come back, we're talking about numbers in my version of We Can Count.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
And this is where we start. 112. Yes. Tichiku Watanabe died less than 2 weeks after being recognized by the Guinness World Records as the world's oldest man. He was born in 1907. All right, raise your hand if you want to live to be 112. I have my special counting glasses on. I can look across these United States. I'm looking to the west, to the east, to the Midwest, to the south, up. Oh, I don't see any hands going up. I think that is pretty cool, though. Supposedly, he was in pretty good health for most of his life. So if that's the case, he was well taken care of. I mean, of course, at 112, he lived in a nursing home, and he credited his long life when he was interviewed to avoiding anger and smiling a lot. I think that's good. Can you avoid anger and smile a lot? If you can, perhaps you can break that record. He also, by the way, had a family farm, ate a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, and trimmed bonsai trees well into his 100s. So he kept himself busy, and he ate pretty good. In other words, he wasn't running to fast food every 5 seconds and going through the drive-thru windows. And perhaps that has something to do with it, let's just say, as well. I'm just thinking, I don't know, just thinking crazy, right? Yeah, that could be part of it, maybe. All right, let's move to some more numbers, because this is, after all, we can count. The heiress to Hot Pockets gets 5 months in jail. Can you imagine? Why did she get 5 months in jail? Well, you know, the privileged, let's buy our kids into a good college. So Michelle Janovs whose family made its fortune creating the microwave sensation Hot Pockets, sentenced on Tuesday to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay bribes totaling $300,000 to get her two daughters into prestigious universities. So she admitted to paying $100,000 to have someone cheat on the daughter's ACT exams and agreed to pay $200,000 to have the oldest daughter falsely tagged as a beach volleyball recruit to get her admitted into the University of Southern California. What is going on at USC? Bribes are us. Oh, you're on the rowing team? You want to play volleyball? I bet you now it's going to be tough to get it. It's going to be even tougher to get into USC on anything athletic-wise. And imagine who they would have knocked out of a spot there. So anyway, this is the latest in the nation's college admissions scandal. And the judge was, you know, not having any of it, had some pretty harsh words for her, asking her if she realized the disingenuous sound of her claim that she cheated for the love of her children. So that's what she was hoping would get her off. She also, by the way, so she'll get her 5 months. She also has to serve 2 years of supervised release once she's out, 200 hours of community service, and pay a $250,000 fine. I think the worst day of any of these wealthy people's lives is the day that they connected with the mastermind of the whole thing, Rick Singer, who was a college consultant to these wealthy parents that paid enormous amounts of money to have him help get their kids into these elite universities. So, you know, she's going to serve, she asked to serve her time in Texas. And only one so far has avoided prison time. So far everybody has gotten nailed, has had to do some prison time. Wow, how about that? I don't know. Maybe you just throw yourself on the mercy of the court, but you can't say love of your children. Oh, we had no idea. It's just not going to wash anymore, is it? Mm-mm. Snow. You know the famous Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I like snow, but it's because I don't live in snow anymore. I grew up kind of in snow outside of Philly. Nothing like all of you in the Midwest have had to deal with. So snowy Tuesday in the plains, a winter storm is going to dump about 1,200 mile stretch from Missouri to Maine from Wednesday into Thursday. Expect school closings, travel disruptions, and it can be pretty brutal on like Interstate 70. It can be bad, icy, problematic, that kind of stuff. We certainly know in northern New England it can get bad. Chicago depends. Detroit, same thing, but they're all in the path of the storm. Chicago was predicted to get a bunch, and they're still going to get some snow, supposedly. It might make some slippery roads, but it's not going to be as much as they initially had predicted because the weather kind of shifted a little bit. So, not the coronavirus, by the way. It's going to hit 95. That can often be awful. That's right around where I grew up, you know, that whole area. It goes up the whole eastern seaboard, basically. But Philly, Boston. So it depends on what accumulates on the roads, as we all know. That's the key. The more that sticks and the slipperier the roads, of course, that's where the whole danger thing comes in. Tyra Banks, Model Land Theme Park. Yeah, there is. Did you know that? She's opening a first of its kind. It's a modeling theme park. So it's an attraction in Santa Monica. It's going to emulate a fantasy version of the modeling world. State-of-the-art, they say, interactive entertainment, beauty, fashion, tech, theater, retail, eating. Do models eat? That whole thing. And you can dive into your ultimate modeling fantasies. 2,100 square foot multi-level story-driven attraction that features the things I said. Fashion, photo shoots, shopping. I wonder if this is going to be popular or not. It is definitely a one-of-a-kind deal, right? So this is hit or miss. If you want to do the park, it'll set you back $1,495. Uh-huh. And I wonder what you get for that. Well, here's the thing. I guess you get a personal consultation with a beauty expert. You get handcrafted elixir. What is that? You get assorted truffles. You get wardrobe changes. You get photographs from the shoot. I guess that could be good. You get a goodie bag. And you get a custom curated row for Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. And I guess they have the least expensive entry is $59 for general access. Or if you're a kid, because everybody's going to take their three-year-old to Model Land, $39. But, Mommy, I want to go to Disneyland. I'm not actually knocking her, so good for being an entrepreneur and trying to come up with something different. I just don't know that that people will be into it. Although, if you think of photo shoots, that could be advantageous if you were getting the right kind of photo shoots, I suppose. That, I don't know. I suppose that could work. Well, I guess. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else, she says, because I've got more numbers to tell you about. All right, one place I do go if I want to have fast food, because I'm not eating fast food, I'm getting in the shape of my life. You've probably heard that before in the 15 years I've done this show. But I really am, and I'm walking and running, sort of, taking the dog out all the time. But Jimmy John's, because you can get stuff wrapped in a lettuce wrap, well, Jimmy John's has removed Sprouts from the menu at all of its restaurants because they got a warning letter from the FDA saying that several of the E. coli outbreaks they're seeing have been linked to the sandwich chain, and it has to do with Sprouts. Ooh, that's got to be the worst call that you get. Oh, by the way, the Sprouts, we're going to track it, but we're getting some cases of it, and it's coming directly from some of your restaurants. That's like, just ask Chipotle what that's like. Not good. Nobody wants to see that. All right, how about this? For the Shamrock Shake's 50th anniversary, McDonald's is auctioning off an 18-karat gold cup with jewels to support the Ronald McDonald House. I love that. They really do good work there. 18-karat gold cup. Bids start at $1. I have a feeling it's going to be much higher than that. So the cup has emeralds, white diamonds, yellow diamonds. It's worth about $90,000. It took a team of jewelers 140 hours to make it. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get, I don't know, I'm not going to predict, but I'll tell you how much they get for this. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democratic debates in South Carolina are underway, and Bernie Sanders was asked where the money would come from to pay for health care for all and ended up in a debate with Amy Klobuchar.
Our plan, and we have laid out options all over the place. One of the options is a 7.5% payroll tax on employers, which will save them substantial sums of money.
No, the math does not add up. In fact, just on 60 Minutes this weekend, he said he wasn't going to rattle through the nickels and the dimes. Well, let me tell you how many nickels and dimes we're talking about. Nearly $60 trillion. Do you know how much that is for all of his programs? That is three times the American economy, not the federal government, the entire American economy.
As we head towards Super Tuesday, there'll be more debate updates throughout the evening right here on USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Next guest, Bern Harnisch, is the founder of one of my favorite organizations, Young Entrepreneurs Organizations. It's YEO. Now it's Entrepreneurs Organization. Everybody I know, I think, that has done so well in business has gone through here in some form. And they also have his book, Mastering the Rockefeller Habits 2.0, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. It's the winner of 8 international book awards. Like I said, I could go on and on. He's the growth guy. To me, he is the godfather of entrepreneurism. I have his book dog-eared in front of me every single night on my bookshelf. I pull it down. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to have him on our show. Vern, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Well, Kate, glad to be on the show. And, you know, we're going really hard with this idea of turning companies into professional sports teams. So I think we're going to be right up your alley here.
Oh, absolutely. And that is exactly what I think. I think you want to attract raving fans. You look at from top to bottom how you run an organization. And you know, because of what you've done for entrepreneurism, how you've excelled with it and how you've preached it to so many and turned around a lot of what they were doing. Do you think right now we're at the all-time high for entrepreneurs? Is this a good time to be an entrepreneur?
But, you know, it is. We've got 11,000 startups every hour in the world. So it is on fire. I was not just, but a few months ago in China, they've got 12,000 new companies a day. So, by the way, the challenge isn't startups. We've got a lot of new companies. The challenge is the countries don't have enough scale-ups. And the United States is leading, about 3% of our companies scale. Great Britain is only 1%. And China could only identify 25,000 scale-ups out of the tens of millions of companies that they have.
Where do you think most people fail when it comes to scaling up?
You know, we looked at really four areas: people, strategy, execution, and cash. And it's like a four-legged table. If any one of those legs is weak, it's not good. You know, if it was easy, if it was just kind of one thing, then I think everybody would be able to scale. But you've got to get all of that put together. But if you put it down to a word, Kate, it's complexity. You know, 76% of the companies in the U.S., the only employee is the entrepreneur. And I like to kid that many of those companies are overstaffed. And as a result, when you start adding people, the chaos that comes with scaling is what tends to overwhelm people.
Oh, boy, isn't that true? You're in the middle of a tornado, and I think, Vern, and you would know even better than I do, although I've done some research on it too, I think people give up. They get overwhelmed, and they just back away. They escape. They can't do it. They just freak out. Do you think that happens?
It does. What happens, they start to add 3, 4, 5, 6 employees, and the crazy part is revenue may be going up, but they actually start making less money. And at some point, they're like, why am I doing all of this when I just want to go back when it was just me, you know, working out of a spare bedroom? And it seemed a lot easier. So, again, it's easy to start, but really tough to scale.
One of the things that I like, as I said, I really have absorbed your book over the years. And you've got a part of the book called, and you just mentioned it, one of the four things that you looked at, strategy. And you talk about the key question, I can't tell you how many people fumble over this. Can you state your firm's strategy simply? And is it driving sustainable growth in revenue and gross margins? And you give great examples, simple examples. Even you start with Domino's and what happened with Domino's. And if you can't articulate it and it's not clear and you don't have something that differentiates you, I think that's one of the big keys, right?
It is, and it starts, Kate, with figuring out what word or two you're going to own in the minds of the market. That really is the essence of brand, whether you're the best Italian restaurant in Dallas or, you know, if I'm out looking for, you know, back when my son was born, the safest automobile. Every automobile can get you from point A to point B, but there was no question back then it was going to be a Volvo. And so with Domino's, when you say deliver pizza, and Kate, I've asked that question. I was just in Kuala Lumpur on 6 continents, and everyone says Domino's. And then they made a simple promise, we'll deliver it in 30 minutes or less, and then they backed it up with a guarantee in that simple phrase that they executed on all over the world. Made Tom about $4 billion, not that the money mattered. He ended up giving it all away, essentially, but that's the essence of a simple strategy.
Yeah, I like it. So pay attention to that and pick up this book, too, by the way, if you don't have it. Mastering the Rockefeller Habits 2.0, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. So you mentioned a couple of places, Vern, just a couple, Kuala Lumpur, China recently, and you've been all over the place. Of all the places you've gone and talked about entrepreneurism and scaling up, do you have a favorite spot?
You know what? It's interesting. The United States, Kate, we lead in scaling up. We're really the model for all the other countries around the world. My concern is that as a percent of the global economy, we've dropped from about 60% to less than 24%. And it seems like the other entrepreneurs in the other countries are hungrier, particularly to get global, than we are in the United States. And so I really think we have some heavy lifting to do to realize that we're not the only market. And if you're not doing business outside the U.S., you're leaving 75% of the market on the table.
Ooh, that's a big number, 75%. Certainly take that to heart. And why do you think that is? Because we're just looking at what's in front of us and we can't see the forest through the trees?
Yeah, we've been so lucky. We've had such a big market that we can serve, that we didn't need to get international. But, you know, when our company had the wake-up call during 9/11, we set a goal to say, look, we want at least 50% of our revenue outside the U.S., and so we made our first moves there in 2001 to get global. And today we're on 6 continents, and it's good to have not all of our eggs in one economic basket.
Yeah, there you go. Again, take that away, global, et cetera. The role of technology, Vern, how has technology accelerated what people are able to do. I think it's phenomenal. Some people are kind of iffy in some areas of technology. What do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any non-tech companies in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And it's really technology that has allowed, you know, five-person company to do business globally. You can do business anywhere at any time with anyone from anywhere. And that's why every industry is feeling more competitors than we've ever felt. And that's the big thing that's changed, is the level of competition that's coming in from all over the place. Again, technology is allowing us to do that.
Yeah. What keeps you up at night?
That's a great question. You know, I've been blessed. I can sleep. No. What's interesting, what used to keep me awake is not having sufficient cash. You know, I remember when Michael Dell was scaling, and he, from the second year when I first met him in his dorm room to when he hit his first milestone and then essentially lost the company and had run out of cash. And one of the things we learn is if you've got cash, you sleep a lot better and you age a lot slower. And so we're big fans of making sure that companies get the customer. And that's the big change, is hardly anyone's really going to get VC or other funding. The best funding to get for any company is from the customer. And so we really help companies figure that out to drive their own cash flow.
Right. So it goes back to kind of, in a crazy way, that old saying, the customer is king, and then you see poor customer service, and then you see people not being invested in what your product is. And, of course, when you have customers and people who love you, what do? Vern, you know this. They tell everyone. They're your mouthpiece, right?
They are. And the other area that we've really been focused around is pricing. You know, we get so caught up as entrepreneurs on the cost side of our business. And look, you've got to watch costs closely. But the real opportunities are on the price side. One of the great examples, and I'll kind of play it out. The godfather of influence, Robert Cialdini, they ran an experiment at a restaurant. So we're not talking about Facebook, Google, or Amazon. We're talking about a restaurant where they had a wine list. And typically the wine list is listed from least expensive to most expensive wine. All you have to do is reverse the order of that list and put it from most expensive to least expensive, and you'll drive about 26% more revenue. You didn't change a wine. You didn't change a price. It's just the psychology of it. So I mentioned I was in China a few months ago, and this really great entrepreneur, Adrian Wall, has got a simple business idea, and that is to bring a taste of New York to Shanghai. So he's partnered with some of the iconic brands, Kate, in New York City, like Joe's Pizza. I don't know if you've had a chance to eat there,
yes.
But, you know, it's that restaurant under the bridge. Everyone's, you know, standing in line, mm-hmm. you know, 24/7. So he says, I'm going to bring Joe's Pizza to Shanghai. But I mentioned about a year ago when he was in the first workshop about this idea of reversing the menu. And so when I was there, he said, Bert, you got to come by and see the shop. And he's got a bunch of them now in Shanghai. And he did just that, Kate. He used to list it from least expensive, his vegan, to his meat lovers, most expensive. All he did was reverse the order, and it drove, he didn't get the 26%, but he drove 16% more revenue. Didn't change a pizza slice, didn't change a price, but he just was more clever around the psychology of pricing. And so, look, if you can earn an extra dollar, that generally goes right to the bottom line. Whereas if you're running, you know, 10 or 15% profitability, you got to drive 5 to 10 times more revenue to get that extra dollar to the bottom line.
Wow, that's a great story. Perfect place to end this. We could talk all day. Vern Harnish, he is the guru of scaling up. Pick up his book, Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. Vern, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Kate. Thanks a million.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm really thrilled this time around in our author's corner to go across the pond, as it were, although it wouldn't be that way for some of you listening, and go to Cambridge in the UK and speak to Alexia Franklin, who's written a really powerful book. We had an incredible conversation off the air called From Fear to Peace. Very easy to pick up this book. You can go simply even to Amazon.com. Alexia, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for asking me on the show.
So we talked about what made you decide to write this book, and tell the listeners what it was that inched you forward in writing this book.
I was defrauded, nearly lost my life, but I was given a lifeline by a lady with a very frightened dog who we became friends, and when I was on the verge of one step away from being on the street, she said, no, you're going to come and live with me. I was also very embarrassed about writing because I was dyslexic, but she had a love of English and a love of reading and writing. And as I got my health sorted out, when I moved in with her from being so ill I couldn't think straight, because basically I had an underactive thyroid which had been missed, she said to me, you need to put down in a book what's happened to you as I turn my life around. And that took a lot of doing, because that meant facing one of my demons, if you like, to actually put this down on paper. But it was also a great way of healing as well.
Oh, I can imagine the how cathartic that was for you to be able to do that. Was it hard to go through that process, to think about it, to write it, and then to come out on the other side?
It was hard to talk about the fraud and to admit the fact that I'd lost everything to fraud. And I felt embarrassed at the fact that it was going to take me a lot longer to write it than most people. But the beauty that's come out of that is now a passion for writing. And I absolutely love, I've got quite addicted to doing blogs. I have a Facebook blog. And I also have a website called healingforlife.com. And I do videos on YouTube and various other sites as well. And it's given me something that I didn't know that I would love. If somebody had said to me back before I became ill and before I knew Amy that I would have a love for writing, I would have laughed. But it's an absolute passion. But always has to come with me with a picture. I go on Pinterest and I have a website called Healing for Life on Pinterest, and I find pictures on there and I download them on my computer. And then I look for ways to write something short that helps with health, with well-being, with mental health issues, whatever subject I feel on that particular blog, which goes out on a Monday or a Thursday, is relevant to either what's going on in the world or something that has come up around me.
Boy, how powerful is that? And in your book, From Fear to Peace, you have a poem, I think, that really sums up your message. Would you kindly recite that poem for everybody who's listening?
Yeah, I'd love to do that for you. It's called Faith, Fear to Free. Faith is always with you. So why do you change it to fear? When freedom is always inside you, you know you have nothing to fear. Faith is always with you. You know you can always change it to be free. So freedom is always inside you, so you know you have nothing to fear. Faith is always with you. You know you have nothing to fear.
Wow, how beautiful is that? And it goes along perfectly with your title, From Fear to Peace, and that's what happened to you, right?
Yes, very much. From being pretty wealthy to finding I got nothing in the bank and I didn't know how I was going to clear the debt from the fraud, how I was going to rebuild my life, even if I could rebuild it at that point. But something just said to me, little doors open for you. We sometimes see little opportunities that we think, well, should I do that or shouldn't I? But something made me think, yes, Amy's giving me this opportunity. I've now got to make this work. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And at that stage, I had no idea. And one of the most terrifying things with that was the day she actually took me in, what I managed to salvage from my house was either moved in her next door neighbor's car. She'd managed to get hold of a friend's van. So anything else that was salvaged was either in Amy's garage or an ex-client's garage. Everything else I lost. But she had a friend coming from Australia and she said, you're not staying in the house on your own while I go and meet her. You've got to come with us. So you can imagine the day I move into her house, not only have I got to get over that trauma, I've got to go and meet her family, which I don't really know, and her relations. And it was quite traumatic, shall we say. It was great looking back, but terrifying at the time.
But it's such a big part of your journey and I think led you to this book and to what now you have to offer so many people. Do you feel that way, Alexia?
I do, and the more people I can help would be great to me. This is my promise to God, to the universe, however anybody on the radio sees it, that's fine with me. But what you put out there comes back to you. It's little things of saying thank you to people, even acknowledging when somebody stops where you cross the road. And I've had this proved to me time and time again that it does work. Just moving up here to Cambridge, I didn't know anything. I live in what they call the Fens. And that would be many years ago. Most of this area would have been wetland this time of year. The only way they used to get around on it was on stilts.
Wow.
So 90% of the housing in this area wouldn't be here unless they were built on stilts, basically. But, of course, over, this is going back in history to when King John was alive, and even further back, they started to drain the Fens because it's beautiful growing soil up here. But I didn't know a soul. I didn't know anything about the Fens. I didn't know anything, have any contacts up here at all. But the first person I asked to help me with the garden, he was a little bit of a wild boy, but the person that was working with him, I discovered at the end of the job, just lived round the corner. And he is amazing. I had no curtain rails in this house. I had second-hand curtains, and I had no way of putting them up because that wasn't something I was going to attempt to do. So Daniel came round after he'd done the job with the person he was working with, and I was going to get some more jobs done, and he said, I only live round the corner. I'll do it for you. I said, well, Daniel, what I haven't got is any curtains. Never mind, I'll come round on Sunday with me dad. And that's what they did. And they put all new curtain rails up for me everywhere so I could have some privacy.
Wow. That shows you, again, the things that happened, and we don't want to give it all away, but that shows you the things that happen when you move from fear to peace. I want to make sure that we get this in. We only have a couple of minutes left. What do you, and I think you're telling us this along the way, but what do you truly hope people understand and get from reading your book, From Fear to Peace?
That it is simple to do. Everybody makes things so big, so complicated. It doesn't need to be. The idea of a small book is that you can take that with you. You can keep it in your office drawer. The solicitor that helped me buy this house, she rang me up not long after I moved here. And I'd sent her a copy of the book as a thank you. And she said, I had to ring you up because I had a client who was trying to sue me. She said, and I used to go to bed every night and I got your book by the bed, and that always changed the way I was thinking, and I could go to sleep.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and that wasn't something that I'd asked her to do. She actually rang up to tell me what a change this had made for her.
Wow. Wow. Alexia Franklin, we could talk to you all day and all night long. From Fear to Peace, pick it up wherever great books are sold, of course. Amazon.com, an easy place to go. Alexia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.